We invoke your name, Avalokiteshvara. We aspire to learn your way of listening in order to help relieve the suffering of the world. We will listen with all our attention and open-heartedness. We will listen without prejudice. We will listen without judging or reacting. We will listen in order to understand. We will listen so attentively that we can hear what the other person is saying and also what is being left unsaid. Just by listening deeply, we already alleviate so much pain and suffering in the world.
Garba. We aspire to learn your way of being present, where there is darkness, suffering, and despair, so we can bring light, hope, and relief to those places. We will not abandon those in desperate situations, and will reach out to those whose cries for help, justice, and human rights are not being heard. We will do our best not to contribute to creating more hells on earth, and to help transform the hells that already exist. We vow to cultivate the qualities of perseverance and stability, so that we can always be there for those in need.
We invoke your name, Sadaparibhuta. We aspire to learn your way of always respecting and never demeaning or underestimating others. We will look with the eyes of non-discrimination to appreciate the qualities and goodness in others, saying to them, "You are enough. You are someone of great value." We vow to see that other people's joy and success is also our own joy and success. Actively watering the good seeds in ourselves and others, we can encourage confidence and self-acceptance and see that we are all wonders of the universe.